Senator Lisa Murkowski's attempt to temporarily limit the Environmental Protection Agency's power died on the Senate floor today. Democratic leadership blocked a vote on her amendment. It would have kept the EPA from regulating greenhouse gas emissions from stationary sources like industrial plants. Murkowski wanted a year-long timeout during which the EPA wouldn't institute new rules while Congress works on its climate change legislation. Environmentalists loudly protested, saying her plan would handcuff the EPA. The agency could still regulate mobile polluters like cars and trucks, but environmentalists say it would give a pass to other major emitters of greenhouse gases. Murkowski spoke on the Senate floor today in support of her amendment. She said stationary sources of greenhouse gases don't just include power plants. It also includes office buildings, hospitals, and schools, and she says regulating them could have unanticipated consequences.
Very clearly, stationary sources must reduce emissions in order to bring our nation to its climate goals, but forcing them to do so through the Clean Air Act would be one of the least efficient and most damaging ways to pursue that goal. It would be rife with unintended consequences and, I believe, potentially devastating for our economy.
The EPA is developing its plans for regulating greenhouse gas emissions in the wake of a 2007 Supreme Court decision that ruled carbon dioxide is a pollutant that can be regulated under the Clean Air Act. Murkowski tried to attach her amendment to an interior and environment spending bill. It's not yet known if she'll try to find another way to move her measure forward.